perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Hi, folks. It's Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacita's near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's mamacitas.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacita's will give you a very special discount. Really. You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations. Okay, let's talk to Max Griner right now about the miracle of the week. Max, who do you have for us this week?
Okay, well, we have, again, a lot to choose from, and a lot of people, you know, thousands are experiencing this glory dust. We think it's a Shekinah glory that was mentioned in the Bible with Moses coming down. The description of the Bible sounds like glitter, and they didn't have glitter back then, and was Stephen being stoned. But anyways, this glory dust is forming on thousands of people. And one of the fun ones that we had that was quite amazing is we had the First Baptist Church ladies' Sunday school class came out to the cross and the garden. And they prayed, and we prayed together inside that big cross. They prayed for the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. They were empowered by the Holy Spirit. And God sprinkled every single one of those ladies with the glory dust on their hands and on their faces and on their clothes. And you can go to our website and you can see a picture of about, well, I don't know, 20 or 30 Southern Baptist ladies with their hands in the air praising God and covered with the glory of God. And to say the least, God did some things over at First Baptist Church in Kerrville.
Well, you know, I have a question. I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to ask this. How, because this was a God deal, how did God call you to build this garden?
You know, that's an amazing story just by itself. If it even ended there, it's quite a story. But on December 9th, 2001, we had heard about a man named Dr. Mahesh Chavda. And he's a pastor and evangelist from North Carolina. We had heard that he had had tremendous miracles, including raising the dead. One little boy that had 3 death certificates, and this Dr. Chavda actually called it out while in front of thousands of people and said, "There's a little boy that's going to come to life, and he was in the morgue, and he popped up. And anyways, it's all documented, Dr. Meschavda, and a great man of God. So we wanted to hear him. So we go into this church, Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas, Dr. Bill Hart. And on the way into the church, Dr. Hart introduced us to this man, Mahesh Chavda, which we didn't know. And so we go in. We're sitting down in the church just with everybody else, about 300 other people. And he stops in the middle of his sermon about halfway through, and he turns around and looks in the room, and he said, where is that artist and your wife? Where are y'all? And we raised our hand. He said, stand up. And so we stood up, and again, at the Baptist church, we don't do it like that. We don't do church where you just stop a sermon and call out somebody. But we stood up, and he began to give a modern-day prophecy, and that gift is still happening today. A lot of people say it quit happening, but it's not. God's the same, and he's still, the gifts are still active.
He's eternal.
Yeah, he's eternal. And so he just, and all this is on our website. We actually have it videotaped. But he basically says, he said, God's called you, and he didn't even pronounce our name right. He just met us. Grineers, I think is what he said, instead of Griner. But he said, he's called you to restore the last day's tabernacle. And all the art you've been making in your life is going to be used to decorate this tabernacle. And people are going to walk the paths and find God, and I'm going to send lots of people to help you do this, but you're going to be involved in the restoration of the tabernacle. And again, everybody clapped. It was a charismatic church. And Sherry and I thought, oh, man, that's excessive. I don't think that's real. And I whispered to her that and said, you know, God's not going to redo the tabernacle. He's nuttier than a squirrel. And it was, you know, I left just dismissing it, but they gave me the recording, and we had the video. And then that was 8 months later when the man Marlon Quibido called up or emailed 8 months later in August of 2002 and said that God said that I was supposed to be involved in building a giant 77-foot, 7-inch cross on Interstate 10.
And he gave you those numbers?
Yeah.
And specifically, I said, 77?
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
Yeah, and I asked him, I said, are you trying to commission a cross? And he said, no, I'm just delivering the message that you're supposed to do. So I said, well, look, it's easy to make a cross. You put two sticks together. You don't need a sculptor like me that sculpts things. He says, no, God said, you're it. And that's when I prayed, and I got the vision for this garden.
And your life has not been the same since, has it, Sherry?
No kidding. That's an understatement.
So you've recorded all this. Now, what about Beaumont, Texas, and the email word?
Okay, well, that was Marlon Quibido, and he's the one. And again, Marlon is a prophetic guy, too. He's a businessman in Beaumont, Texas, and he's also an evangelist and does a Easter pageant that leads lots of thousands of people to Christ down there in Beaumont and other places. But he was just obeying God, and but we thought it might be in Beaumont. I mean, because I-10 runs through Beaumont.
Right, too.
But as it turned out, and we had a friend, John Metter, that prophesied from Dallas that it's not going to be in Beaumont. God said it's going to be in Kerrville. And I remember telling John, but the money's supposed to be in Beaumont. And but as it turned out, it was Kerrville is where God wanted to build this garden.
So after you sought God out, got the confirmations you needed, how did you find the land?
Well, that was... you know, we were praying. We knew this was a passion burning in our heart. I couldn't get rid of it. Sherry knows. It was just, you know, when God gives you a vision and a passion for something, you can't get rid of it. And and so I was wondering, well, where are you going to do this, God? And when we found out it wasn't going to be in Beaumont because the man that Marlon thought might donate it was into some sin and other things, and he wasn't about to do anything for God. And so I said, well, okay, well, now I got a vision without a place. And as I pulled up on Highway 16, Sydney Baker there in Kerrville, at the stoplight, I would just stop there waiting at the light, and that still small voice said, Max, look up. Look, I'm going to give you that land right there.
Yeah, one of the most expensive pieces of land in Kerrville.
Yeah, and I looked up there, and there was a hill, and it was all covered with cedar. And it was at the main entrance of our city, Kerrville, on exit 508. And all... Yeah, called the, and it's the gateway area of the city is what they call it because it's so good. And God said, I'm going to give you that land
to build your cross,
to build the garden and to raise this cross.
Well, who owned the 23 acres?
Well, what happened was, as soon as I saw, that land. And I said, oh, that's wonderful, God. That's a great place for a piece of land to give me that one. So I went to the tax office, and I looked up to see who owned the land. And they gave me the name of Clifford Ray, Clifford and Dorothy Ray of Pipe Creek. And they were the owners of this piece of land that was really worth millions, because across the street, McDonald's and the gas station there had paid almost $1 million right across the interstate for their little 1 acre. And then on the other side, it was like listed for $17 million, and then on the other corner was $9 million. And then the piece that Clifford Ray owned was 23 acres right there. So it was, you know, market-wise was worth millions of dollars.
And so how did this all come about? How did you go about getting the land?
Okay, well, we saw the land. We found out who owned it. I called up this man, Clifford Ray. I got his phone number, and he had a phone recorder. And I said, this is Max Kreiner in Kerrville, Texas. I'm an artist, and I love Jesus.
I'd love to have been in the fly on the wall yeah. of that conversation. I want you to give me this $23 million.
That's what I said. I said to him, and it's recorded, and I said, I think God wants to use your land to bring millions of souls to Jesus. Would you give me your land? Or if not, what would you sell it for? And he didn't return my call. I called again, left the same message. He didn't do it. Finally, I wrote a letter. I have a copy of the letter in our file. And it said, I'm Max Kreiner. I believe God wants to use your land. Would you give it to us? And of course, he didn't answer. And I thought, well, I missed God. I thought that was God. I thought I heard God. But what happened here, God? He's not answering. And then Sherry called me up when I was at a show somewhere and said, that man that owns that piece of land's out here at the house. He just showed up unannounced and he wants to meet you. And so I said, well, tell him I'll be in the town tomorrow and meet him at the land. So I met Clifford Ray out at the land, and I found out that, not only was he a Christian, but that he had bought that land and never put a for sale sign on it once in like 14 years. And he bought it purely to make a profit.
As an investment.
As an investment, but God would not let him put a price on it or ever put a market on it. There was never a sign. Then I found out that in addition to being a Christian and saving the land, he was a art collector. And since I'm an artist, that was good news. And then I found out he was my art collector.
Really?
I had never met him, didn't know it. And then I found
he had just bought art from you.
Yeah, and he had bought my sculpture, and the art he bought, I mean, I made wildlife sculptures and oil paintings and landscapes. I have lots of kind of art that I've made in my life. But the sculpture he bought was Jesus washing Peter's feet, a $1,500 bronze sculpture. And so all of a sudden, this man had been prepared with this piece of land. And I shared the vision in person, and he said, let me go talk to my wife, Dorothy. We'll pray about it. He got back with me, and he said, we'll give you the land.
And he says he's going to give you the land.
Right.
So that's the first part of the story. Now tell us the second part.
Okay, well, we drew up the contract. We had an attorney friend in town, Rick Johns. It was the husband of one of our trustees, Becky Johns. And he drew up the contract for the Rays to give us their land worth millions of dollars for do this for Jesus. And then Clifford called up and said, I can't do it. I'm sorry. My grown sons found out they want money. It's their inheritance. They don't want us to give away this property. And I said, how much do the sons want? And he said, they want $500,000. And I said, well, that's a great price for that land. But if you don't have $500,000, that's still a lot of money. And so by the grace of God, we prayed, and we did my due diligence. I put the price of the land divided by 23 acres, and then I looked at the piece of property around the comparables that the real estate agent put together for me, and I said, God, do we want to make a counteroffer like you normally do with land? And as I said that, right over where I'd written $500,000 in pencil, that Shekinah glory dust started forming out of thin air right over the top where I'd just written $500,000. And I said, I got it, God. You want us to believe you for $500,000 and to not make a counteroffer.
And that was it.
And, well, that was it of knowing what we were supposed to do.
Now you don't have any
but
money.
We don't have the $500,000.
You don't have any money. So how did that happen?
Well, I'll see what happened.
What was your fundraising method?
Yeah, well, we did what all other ministries do, even though we're not a ministry. We did we sent out the letters, and I signed, I don't know, thousands of letters by hand saying, would you please help us build this garden for Jesus, and would you give us your funds? I sent out the letter, and the money that came in just barely paid for the postage and the printing. And I said, great, what do we do now, God? And that year, Sherry and I had a good year in the art business, and we were able to make the biggest cash gift that we'd ever made in our life towards the $500,000. But it was not enough. We still, with what we were able to do, were several hundred thousand dollars short.
So you came up with that. It all worked out.
Well, yeah, but see, where that happened, that then we were short with that money, and that's when 19 of us went out to the land, and we prayed for God to give us the land. We asked for 1 million souls, and one of the people that was there was Herschel Reed, and he had come to that day to tell me he couldn't give us any land, and or give you any money for the land, because God hadn't told him. And so anyways, but he put out a fleece and he said, God, if I'm supposed to give Max $500,000, when I open my eyes, I'm going to see a hawk. And when he opened his eyes, 9 hawks were floating over his head. And he gave me $500,000 the next morning.
And you made the deal.
And made the deal.
Well, what a story, Max. One of the things that we have every week on the show is visitor comments. These are people that come in and feel led to be able to leave comments about their experience there. And Sherry has got some of those this week for us again. Sherry, share some of those with us.
Okay. The Lord is using his servants to bring his lost kids back home. Colonel Bill Lewis in Kerrville. Another one. Everything about the Kerrville Prayer Garden is miraculous and brings glory to Jesus. Sue Adams, Prayer Garden Ministries in Texas. And here's one that I really like. It says, I found out about your work on Elijah List, and I knew I had to get there. Getting there, we were attacked many times, but as soon as I walked on the property, I felt the Holy Spirit, and I knew I was home, so to speak. God bless you. This was Judy Smith from Texas.
Max, you got any closing comments before we get out?
You know, folks, we got a real good God, and this is a real dark world right now. And people need hope, and they need help. And only God can get us out of some of the messes that we're in our lives and in our nation and in our world. And so we just would encourage everybody to reach out to God. And you don't have to come to Kerrville to do that. You can just do it right where you are. But we welcome you to come to Kerrville and to come see this sculpture garden and experience it for yourself. You judge for yourself of what we're saying is true. But it is true, and we have thousands of witnesses, and it's good, and it's God.
Well, Max and Sherry, thanks again for being with us this week. And we thank you for listening in. We come your way every week at this time. And with we talk about the visitor comments, and, of course, we'll have next week some more miracles of the week, and I look forward to those. And thank you for listening in. Have a good week.
Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.